Doug D'Souza, dictating on Helen Clifton. That's C-L-I-F-T-O-N, Clifton. Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Clifton is C as in cat, Clifton. Date of birth is 2-6-1957, and date of visit 8-30-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Vipin Patel, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Vipin, V-I-P-I-N, Vipin, V-I-P-I-N. Thank you for sending Helen Clifton for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history, present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has a past history of COPD for over 15 years, has been on home oxygen at 2 to 3 liters nasal cannula. The patient has chronic back pain and anxiety attacks, and has has been using a nebulizer with Duvenep solution up to 3 times a day, and also on prednisone 10 milligrams daily. The patient denies recent weight loss and denies any fevers or chills. Most recent chest x-ray on June 21st, 22 showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of spina bifida and past history of chronic respiratory insufficiency and hyperlipidemia. She has had hypertension and has low back pain with arthritis. She has had cataract removed and had a colonoscopy. Next paragraph. Allergies, no significant drug allergies. Next, habits. Patients smoke 2 to 3 packs per day for over 50 years and presently smokes 3 cigarettes per day. Drinks beer regularly. Next paragraph, med list. Lasix 20 milligrams daily. I'm sorry, twice daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Prednisone 10 milligrams a day. Alprazolam 0.5 milligrams TID. And multivitamin. And also uses budesonide nebs twice daily. And albuterol nebs 3 times a day. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had history of COPD and father died of a myocardial infarct. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. She has no double vision or cataracts. She has no urinary frequency burning. She has hoarseness, wheezing, and shortness of breath. She has no abdominal pains, heartburn, diarrhea, or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches. Denies bruising or enlarged glands. She has numbness in the extremities and no memory loss, no skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 82, pulses 104, respirations 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 126, saturation 100. Itchy and ear, numb, phallic, pupils reactive. Throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no venous distension. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the periphery and occasional wheezes in the upper lung fields. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, scaphoid, no mass, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema with diminished peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. And rectal exam is deferred. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is chronic respiratory insufficiency. And number 4 is nicotine dependency. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol and atropine solution QID. As well as the budesonide neb 0.5 milligrams BID. So the advice to get a CT chest without contrast and and she will continue with the O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula at night and PRN daytime. A follow-up visit we arrange in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. Vipin Patel, V-I-P-I-N Patel, P-A-T-E-L, M-D. Thank you.